you're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to the Yellow Fiber Studios in Greeley, Colorado. This is Coach Speak, and we have a busy day today. We're going to first talk to Tag Lane, the head baseball coach at Fort Collins High School, first-year head coach for the Lampkins. Also, recap the Weld County All-Star Basketball Showcase last night held at University High, and three terrific games and one bad game. So we're going to talk to Matt Baumgartner, who helped organize that and helped get some rosters together. Just did an enormous amount of work, and kudos to Matt and for that organization and how well those games came off. And then the actual sponsor, the president of that showcase. Case game, Dave Vonday, and we will get to them later. And if we, time permitting, we're going to talk a little NCAA bracket talk. I have my final four. I'll share that with you. And let's get first, though, to up on our line is Tag Lane. Coach, how are you, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Coach. I appreciate being on.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's fun. I want to get to know you more. I feel like I know you well, but I know there's a lot of things I don't know, you know.
Sure.
So I would really want to talk about, first of all, congratulations on the job for the Lampkins at Fort Collins High School. Congratulations on getting your first win against Smoky Hill these past few days. And how's the process been? With this weather, it's got to be a challenge.
It has been a challenge, and it's been a tight window with Coach Wagner stepping down kind of late in the process, and Kyle Dragoning trying to fill the spot. It really got started probably in early January. So it's been a lot of work. It's been a fun ride. I'm fortunate to take over for Wags and have known him for a long time, and he's done a great job in this program, and really happy to be a Lampkin.
Well, and I know the Lampkins are really excited to have you, Coach. You know, talk about your non-league schedule a little bit. Let's talk about also the Front Range schedule. But nice start against Smoky Hill with a 6-1 win. You're scheduled to take on Dakota Ridge. I guess we say this all spring long, weather permitting.
Yeah, no doubt. We have a tough schedule, and we want a tough schedule. I took a look at the preseason rankings, and I think we played of our 23 games. We have 12 teams that got some votes for the top in the top 25. So we've got a tough schedule. We've got a lot of work to do, but these young men have been outstanding. Their parents have been outstanding. Man, they're working so hard for the program, and got a bunch of good young coaches, people that I've known over the years in baseball, and we feel like we got a chance to keep getting better and just kind of see what happens and hopefully get into the playoffs at the end of the day.
Well, Coach, let's talk about your staff first. Give a shout-out to some of those assistant coaches that put in a lot of time and a lot of individual work with kids. Let's go that route first.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got on board with me a guy who played for me in Cheyenne, Wyoming, where I was baseball coach for 22 years, and his name is Curtis Biedelman. Curtis went on and played at Colorado Mesa and then was a coach there on their staff for a while, and he's in the northern Colorado area, been a friend of mine for a long time, and former player, just really lucky to have someone of his caliber. And then over the years, I actually, through the Waco Academy, coached with Frank Gonzalez and Navinshu, both guys named as head coaches here in for the Owls and for the Jackrabbits, I think, in Grand Junction. So through that relationship, I was able to hire Frank's son, Alex Gonzalez, and Alex has been awesome. He's a firefighter in the area, but really gives a lot of time and energy. Hired a former Eaton player, JT Mossberg, who played for me in the fall. You know, we always like to have those connections, and I've got great friendships there in Eaton over the years with baseball. And so we're lucky to get him on, and then Dave Minchow, who was a volunteer last year, and then I've got my son Zach, who was a player of the year and played at Temple in Wyoming, volunteering. So I'm making all those guys work hard for me, and a lot of credit to those guys for how well we started.
Boy, that's a terrific staff. You know, the ones that I know better, of course, Alex, and what a great basketball mind he is. And he's going to be busy besides, you know, his full-time job as a Loveland firefighter. You know, that's not easy. Not everybody can do that job.
And, and you know, he's a guy that wants to be at the yard every day. He's been awesome, and, you know, we've been really lucky to have him.
Well, and then kind of once your guys' season is over, I know he'll migrate over to working with Frank with the Owls as well.
Yeah, no question about it. And this will be a great combo, and hopefully we can keep him involved in Lampkin Athletics, because I know he's going to be busy working with the Owls and doing some pro ball work, but he's great for kids here and brings a lot of knowledge.
You know, sometimes those Lobo converts over there on the west side of town turn out okay, Coach.
Yeah, like you, and that's right. And we'll take him, and I've got a long friendship with Scott Bullock.
I know,
and
you do.
Love him dearly, and hate to have to compete against him, but I was excited to have an opportunity to lead again and be here in the community.
Well, Scott, I still consider him a dear friend, and all he's done for kids going back to the first day he stepped on Rocky Mountains campus. He's just been such an integral part of that school, and, you know, not just put out great baseball players, but help develop some great character and people as well. But 22 years coaching Cheyenne has produced some tremendous, and the state of Wyoming, some tremendous baseball players over the years, and guys that made the major leagues. I, you know, first comes to mind is it was Mike Lansing back in the day, you know, but since then there's been some others too. Talk about baseball in Wyoming, since it does not have high school baseball.
Well, we use the American Legion program, and there's a team pretty much in every town, and so those towns are combined with multiple high schools. And over the years, you know, we really developed and built a great program, and I would give a lot of credit to Ron Nemo, a Colorado native who grew up in Lahaina area, and his boys who played for me. Bryce went on to play at Nebraska, and then Brandon obviously was a first-round pick out of high school, and just received a huge contract from the Mets and big-time center fielder. But we built and developed a great baseball program there, really grew the facilities. And when I stepped down to coach basketball at Cheyenne Central, where I was a teacher, my son took over, and he's just kind of elevated the program in terms of what he's done. And so we're lucky to kind of have that there in Wyoming. But I'm very excited to be in a high school situation and coach here. Got some great players, and I think we got an opportunity to – over the next couple of years to make some noise in Colorado.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Coach, let's talk about some of your guys. I'm going to start with Sean Topher.
Yep.
Tremendous kid. Played for us on the hardwood a year ago. Just a tough kid, really good athlete. But talk about first Sean, and then some of the other players that may be off to a good start, but that you have high expectations for.
Well, I think Sean's one of the best players, you know, in the state, and certainly in the junior class. And you know, I've already talked to a few coaches out there, and I think you'll see some offers start rolling in. But you know, he's a guy who could probably do two ways at the next level. He's a 90 mile an hour arm, upper 80s, pretty consistently on the mound, and he can play both corner spots for us, and good left-handed hitter, and then pretty much received every vote we had for captain. And for that to happen for a junior, that speaks pretty highly of the kind of, you know, character that he has and leadership that he shows in this program. So we're really excited to have him. Jude Miller, left-hander, excellent wrestler here in the winter time, and He's an outstanding left-handed pitcher. He got the win against Smoky Hill, and he's just one of those guys that you love to run out there, tough competitor, outstanding pitcher. Both those two guys were a big part of the program for Coach Wagner and developed well by him, and so we're lucky to have him. You know, we've got a bunch of good seniors that really are hungry and excited to have those guys. We got a young freshman that I think is going to be somebody to watch down the road that's going to start for us, and Dylan Rubenstein. And Dylan, you know, is a very, very talented young man behind the plate for us. So we've got a combination from freshman to senior that's pretty fun to coach.
So you'll be starting a freshman catcher.
Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome.
And we're excited about him.
Yeah, and you're thrilled about it.
Yeah, he's a great leader, really understands his position, and he's advanced for his age, 14 years old.
Wow.
But he doesn't act like it on the field, and, you know, he's already kind of gotten out to a good start. He's had some, you know, he's had some things to learn, but he really perseveres because he's a baseball guy through and through.
Well, that catcher position is such a leadership position as well. And as a freshman, to be able to go out and handle a pitching staff, make suggestions, know when to, you know, trot out to that mound, that's a lot of responsibility. And when, as you say, you're so excited about it, this is a young man I know will surely be following.
Yeah, he's going to be special. And, the thing about it, Coach, is he's catching some outstanding pitchers and some older guys, and there's trust there already. He's built in the trust, and so we're really fortunate to have him. And you know, we got a good mix of kids at all four levels playing for us on the JV and varsity. A really good freshman class, really good junior class, high quality guys, and seniors. You know, Chase Dimmler and Andy Fordyce got a lot of experience at the varsity level. Easy Campos got some experience at the varsity level. And so we're really lean on these guys.
Well, that's exciting. Coach, I know you keep up with a lot of the, you know, other prep programs throughout the region. And just to the north of us, obviously, Eaton High School, a loaded team. I don't want to say 4A, 3A school. They're a loaded team for any high school in the United States.
Yeah, I think they've got, you know, two guys that probably could go in the draft. You don't see that every day, but I was good friends for a long time with Jim Danley there, a Hall of Famer there, and, you know, built a relationship with him and his program, and he's always he's left that thing at a high level, and those coaches have continued to grow it and make it better, and you got to give those guys a lot of credit. And I don't know that we're at that level of team, but that's where we want to be eventually, and I think we've got some guys that are going to be fun to watch.
Well, you're just part of this great region of high school basketball. Or I'm still in the winter. High school baseball, Coach, my bad.
No question. It's a great place for baseball. And, you know, with the Owls and what they're doing out there, I mean, it's exciting to be in this area as far as baseball goes and basketball. And you and Coach Johansson have had outstanding years, and too bad you guys had to meet there in the Final Eight, because you probably had two Final Four teams there, but great run and gives all of us here in Northern Colorado a lot of pride.
Well, I'll tell you what, we thank you for that, and we are excited about this high school prep season, and I know we'll be talking to you more as we get into more games, and maybe that weather gets a little nicer, you know, come April, but there's a lot of baseball to be played, and again, we just want to thank you for taking the time.
You bet.
And we will be talking to you a lot more down the road. That's
thank you, Coach.
Tag Lane, Fort Collins High School head baseball coach, getting those lambkins rolling. We're going to take a break now. Want to take I want to thank AAMCO of Loveland, AAMCO of Fort Collins. If your vehicles are in need after this cold weather, go see Don over at AAMCO of Fort Collins. We will be back after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. I want to thank Buildings by Design in Brush, Colorado, our lead sponsor here on Coach Speak. And for more information, please visit buildingsbydesign.com. On our hotline now, we have Matt Baumgartner, the head girls coach at University High School, who organized the great event last night, the Weld County All-Star Basketball Showcase. Coach, can you catch your breath today?
I can finally catch my breath.
Well, welcome to the program, and we'll talk about last night's event. Well attended. I don't know what the attendance ended up on, but were you guys pleased overall how the event came down?
Yeah, I was very pleased with the night. I think attendance-wise, just based on some calculations, I think we roughly had between 500-600 people in there. Total that came, obviously some people only stayed for, a game or a couple games. But we had close between 500-600 people kind of shuffled through the gym last night. So really pleased with the attendance and, fun event, get a showcase the young athletes here in Weld County, and hopefully everybody enjoyed the event.
Well, I'll tell you what, I really enjoyed covering the games, and especially the future games. What a great idea and to put those games on, but those were two really fun games to watch.
Yeah, they were. I told somebody after the night was over last night, I said, we had some people request a futures game, and I was a little hesitant about the idea just because I knew it was going to be a lot more work. But as I was sitting there, and even on Monday night when we had practice, and I was sitting there watching those futures teams play and practice against each other, I was just thinking, holy cow, there's a lot of talent here. And the game... The game was the same way. There was a ton of talent in both the boys and the girls' future game, so it made for some really entertaining basketball.
Well, speaking of talent, let's talk about your two players. First of all, Janae Kravig and Addison Harding. Both played very well. Talk a little bit about those two players.
Those two are just, they're tremendous basketball players. They love the game. They are so much fun to coach. Janae last night, I don't know that you could wipe the smile off of her face even when she was playing. There was one point, she had a turnover and kind of bobbled the ball, and she was just smiling away, and you could just tell she was having a lot of fun playing with some different girls that, they don't normally get a play with. And, it's one of the things that I emphasize to the kids at practice is, hey, come out of your shell a little bit. Have some fun. Meet some new people. These are relationships that hopefully you can kind of take away with you and they'll last a long time, because it is a unique experience. Addison, I thought it was fun watching Addison play against, a couple of other post players, from around Weld County that she doesn't normally get a play against. So it was a lot of fun. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the event, and hopefully it's something that those future kids look forward to, earning that opportunity again next year, and then continuing up until they're seniors, that they can something they can strive for.
Absolutely. And speaking of talent around the region, you are so correct. I mean, well, let's start. We have to start with Roosevelt. They had five players participating, and they looked like they were a well-oiled machine, especially when, two or three of them got to play with each other on the court at the same time. But a little talent out at Roosevelt High School.
Yeah, Coach Miller, he's got a really good group there. Those girls are extremely talented. They're, extremely athletic. And just, talking to some of them, they just, they, you know, it, as a basketball junkie myself, I love talking to other basketball junkies and talking to the girls, even leading up to the event, just how much excitement they had for the game. I was really pleased to kind of, you know, talk to them and get to know them a little bit. And, you know, kind of in my role, that's where I get a lot of the gratification, of, you know, just seeing everybody kind of seeing their love for the game and the way that they are just passionate about it. It's a lot of fun. But, yeah, that group at Roosevelt's pretty dang good.
And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to Coach Love at Eaton, and he said, look out on that floor. And I think there were 3 Eaton girls and 2 Platte Valley girls. He says, who would have ever thought we'd have Eaton girls and Platte Valley girls being teammates on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, and I think they were all smiling too.
And they were having fun.
Yeah, no, and that's what's so great about the event is, you know, you get a, you know, again, kids get to play against some people who, you know, maybe are their fierce rivals, and they get to play, and what it exposes to them is, hey, this is just another high school kid that likes the game of basketball. You know, it doesn't matter what color they wear. It doesn't matter, you know, what school they go and they represent. In that opportunity, you know, for really 2 nights, the practice night and the game night, you're the same, you know, and you're playing to have fun and just express your love for the game, and none of the other stuff really, you know, none of those things should matter in that kind of an event.
And talk about the coaches a little bit. People in Greeley, if they're not familiar with, they should be familiar with Juliet Sheets, just a great coach over at Greeley Central High School. And then, of course, Enoch Miller, who took over the girls program at Roosevelt.
Yeah, we were very fortunate. You know, finding the coaches for the event is always a little bit tricky. You know, right at the end of the season, coaches usually have to unwind a little bit and have a lot of other commitments, you know, kind of to get back to normal routines. So finding coaches is always kind of the hardest thing. So, you know, with Coach Miller, you know, just coming off, you know, days after winning the 5A state championship.
He still hasn't slept, Coach. You know, he's still on a high from, you know, winning that state championship. So we're not going to give any, we're not feeling sorry for Enoch one bit.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But he, you know, so getting him to coach the girls' futures game, that was a great situation. And then Coach Sheets, you said it, she does a tremendous job there at Greeley Central. She, and you know, she's done a tremendous job for a long time. She's very well connected in the basketball realm up here in Northern Colorado and really all over the state. She does a good job of, you know, working to expand the game with some summer stuff that she does. We always go and play in the summer league that she has, and she hosts there at Greeley Central. And she just, tremendous coach, you know, really good person. So extremely thankful to be able to get, you know, those 2 specific coach. And then Coach, I'm going to mess the name, the last name up, Bouvet over at
Bouvet.
Spring.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Or, it's either Bouvet or Bouvet. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah, yeah. she does such a tremendous job. We were able to play them last summer and really admired the way that, how hard her girls played for her, and you know, they've had a couple successful seasons, and you know, her to get the opportunity to coach her daughter Lily kind of one last time in an all-star game setting was a little bit unique. So again, just extremely thankful for those coaches, because as I said, you know, at the start, it's kind of a unwind time for most coaches. So for any coach that is willing to kind of step up and help make the event successful and showcasing the high school kids and their talents, I'm just extremely grateful that they're willing to kind of give up a couple nights extra over and above. And it's not just for their kids, it's for, you know, kids from all over the county that they may not even know.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the boys' side, we had Keith Della Pina from Windsor Charter, and Pete Freeman stepped up to coach at the last minute. And kudos to him. And Pete's always there to help kids and to help, you know, help basketball. But thanks to those guys for stepping up. A lot of really good players in the boys' future games as well, Coach, and represented, you know, all the way from, you know, throughout Weld County. I mean, Weld County is a big county, but we'll start with a couple of the Windsor, the 5A guys that ended up in the Final Four. One in particular, or not just one, but Madden Smiley, a freshman, about a 6'3 freshman guard. You could just see the talent there. Johnny Reed, forward player. Both these kiddos have dads in our area as coaches at University of Northern Colorado, and then also John Backhouse at Windsor. But those three really helped lead the e-carrier check team, and what a fun game that was.
Yeah, absolutely. That was an exciting game.
102-101.
Yeah, 102-101, and that was the first time that I had been able to see a couple of those, you know, specifically Reed and Smiley in person. I had watched them on NFHS and some other games, and watching them in person, it was like, holy cow, these kids are smooth and they are talented.
They are.
So it was a lot of fun, and that was one of the things that I told the guys. You know, being a girls coach, I watch a lot of girls basketball, you know, but just loving the game, it's one of those, you know, I try to catch games when I can, but usually girls basketball just eats up, you know, pretty much all of my time, and so don't get to watch near as much as I would like. So the event is another reason it's extremely fun for me, is I get to sit there and watch these kids practice and, you know, get some run up and down the floor, and then the night of the game as well. It's just a lot of fun just to see the extremely high level of talent that is in Weld County.
Well, and speaking of talent, you know, not every kid would forego a night of baseball once they've actually signed with the University of Oklahoma. But, you know, Mitch Haythorne ends up playing in the basketball all-star game as well. And that just shows you, you know, some kids' love for sports of all, love for basketball. And Mitch was one of those guys that when he stepped out on the floor, I go, wow, to get him to play in this game, that I think that's special to get a great multi-sport athlete like Mitch into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Both him and Lucas Stone from Eaton, you know, they I think they both missed some baseball to come and play. So I appreciate Coach Hernandez being willing to allow those guys to come and do it. You know, and I tell everybody, we just got to make sure everybody stays safe. Everybody, you know, has a lot of fun, but really the most important thing is stay safe and have fun.
Yeah.
You know, and Mitch is a really good player, really good kid. Both those guys are really good kids. It was really nice to get to talk to them, you know, before and after the event, and appreciate them, you know, kind of taking the time out of their baseball schedule to come and kind of put the stamp on their basketball season.
What's fun about the games too is to see, you know, a 3A player in Sawyer Morgan and Kellen Ball mix in with the 4 and 5A players, and I'll tell you what, those two could play as well. I mean, Kellen Ball put on a shooting clinic in part of that game.
Yeah, absolutely. He's another one that I had seen on film just a little bit, and watching him, man, that kid can shoot the ball.
He sure can. Well, Coach, I want to tell you congratulations on a great event, and you're always more than willing to come onto the program and talk hoops. And now just want to say, hey, catch your breath, enjoy the NCAA tournament, and only last question, who's your pick?
Well, I'm a pretty hardcore Kentucky fan. So regardless of where Kentucky gets seated, I usually pick them going all the way. And what I found is picking the winner usually helps, but it's all the upsets along the way that really kind of add up to make your bracket better than what you think.
Kentucky Blue, not an easy one. Opening round against the 11 seed Providence. That's a 6-11.
Yep. Tough spot. But I think they're, you know, it's one of those with Coach Cal coaching and bringing the kids in. They always play a little bit better later in the year, and if they can, you know, kind of put egos to check and understand what they're playing for, they can, you know, they got the talent to make a pretty good run. But It's going to be an interesting tournament.
It's going to be a great one. There are about 25 teams, I think, that literally could win it. But, hey, Coach, thank you, and we appreciate your time.
Yep, I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys' coverage last night. It was fun to have a couple different media outlets there and covering the event and just kind of helping get to showcase the talent from across Weld County. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. That is Matt Baumgartner, the head women's coach at University High School. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with more Weld County All-Star Basketball Showcase Talk after these messages. Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, if you want to text us at the Mosier hotline at a text line at 888-530-0043. Thanks to Mosier Funeral and Cremation for their sponsorship. Also want to thank Martin Marietta for this segment sponsorship as well. Last night, we have already talked to Matt Baumgartner about the Weld County All-Star Basketball Showcase. Now we're bringing on Dave Vonde, who has the integral part in putting all this together and going out and finding some sponsorships, and the silent auction items were incredible. Dave, how are you this morning?
Doing good. I'm just staring at your Mickey Mantle ring here. I got it for you, buddy.
Oh, I actually got that.
Well, then
I think I owe you some money, actually.
No, you're good. Yeah.
So now, well, a lot of the unique items. Let's talk about your role in putting this together. You're president of the Showcase Game. You're the major fundraiser, and you do fundraising for so many different programs out there. Just give our audience a synopsis of, everything that you do.
A little bit of everything, but definitely our fundraising is something we enjoy doing and helping organizations reach their goals in the next level. And so it's been a lot of fun working with hundreds of entities over the years and helping them reach their goals. And as you know, it takes a lot of money to win. So enjoy helping organizations and kids and communities reach their goals there. So
Dave, you not only help, high school programs fundraise, but a lot of club teams, and talk about some of the things that you do for those people.
Yeah, we do a lot of club volleyball, softball, baseball, wrestling, basketball. Anybody that's kind of looking for some fundraising opportunities, we have custom packages and options for a variety of settings and entities. Our dinner auctions are probably our most popular thing, but we also do silent auctions, kind of like you saw at the event last night. And I really think that's kind of an untapped opportunity. There's so many home basketball games, and especially right there before Christmas, I think a lot of basketball programs could raise a lot of money with some silent auctions, especially in that month in November and December there.
Absolutely. The games were terrific. I did say three of the games were terrific. We'll talk about that senior boys game here in a little bit. But, one of the games was 102 to 101 because both teams were making great efforts. It wasn't like they weren't trying to stop each other, But there's just some terrific talent in I'm starting with that boys future game. A lot of talent game, Dave.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it was so fun to get to watch practice the night before, and then last night see them showcase their talents and their skills. And you can see how many points those guys can really score running up and down the court and making things happen and the competitiveness of it all. And so, we definitely wanted to add that futures game and add that element and kind of add that build up to those senior games. And so I was very happy with kind of how everything went.
And they kind of stole the show a little bit last night, those future games.
You know, they are very, very talented. And, you know, with club sports anymore, these freshmen, sophomore, juniors, they're so gifted and driven, and they understand the game so well. And it's fun to watch them, for sure.
And what we talked,
they don't look like freshmen.
Exactly. What we talked a little with Matt a lot, too, is, you know, it gives some of the smaller school guys and the larger school guys to mesh together and say, you know, we're basketball players, and it doesn't matter what school you play at. If you're talented, you're going to be recognized. And we saw that on, you know, all four teams with the boys and girls last night.
Yeah, it's so cool to see kind of the different levels. You know, all these kids have been competing against each other for probably multiple years, and this is a chance for all of them to come together and realize, hey, we all do love basketball, and though we've been competitors most of our lives, here for tonight, we get to be on the same team. And so it's a whole new dimension, and you saw a lot of friendships develop and foster over the course of the games and the events. And so, you know, the cool thing, too, is I was talking with some parents, is, you know, next year when they go to play each other, you know, they're going to have that common bond that they played on the All-Star game, and especially adding this futures component. You know, some of those freshmen, you know, they're going to have three more years together.
Right.
Interacting with each other. So I just think it's a great opportunity, great showcase of talent, and a great networking opportunity for these kids, especially at the younger age. And that's what we want to kind of develop, is those relationships and help them kind of through the system. So it doesn't just come down to their senior year and they just get one shot at it, you know.
Well, and thanks to talk about, you know, University High School a little bit, too, who hosted the event. The minute I walked in, you know, well before the game started, you could just see so many people helping out. The concession stand was going, and your tables with the silent auction was going. The officials were well prepared, just everybody. So give us some shouts out to some of the people at University.
Oh yeah, definitely. Coach Baumgartner does an amazing job, and he had, you know, he had everything lined up. You know, they had his mom and one of the parents, Justin, was running the table, and then Lola, who designed the game day programs, she was there selling programs.
That's a terrific program, Coach.
Yeah, over 50 pages, and she was one of our interns from Ames Community College, and then one of their VPs was there last night to check it all out. I think they're going to do a featured story on her, just to showcase another community piece, right? Here's a Ames Community College student, and she comes through, and she did an internship with us, and then she does the program. And Dr. Jim Vernon was there last night to check it all out. And, you know, he was just very impressed with the overall event and the program. And so, you know, there's another chance to showcase Weld County students in that promotion as well. And so, you know, and then the assistant coaches that helped open up the gyms the night before and supervise rooms and handle ice and Band-Aids and whatever we needed, they were amazing.
All the things and everybody announcers takes for granted.
Yeah. I mean, they had I sent over a few logos, and Matt got those to his guy, and they got them up on the video boards. That was really cool to see. And I mean, they just had every detail down, and the announcers, the table workers, the concessions. They do a great job there with University Schools, for sure.
Well, Dave, hey, thanks. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you for some fundraising, throw your number and email, whatever you want to throw out there.
You know, they can call me at 970-768-4408 or go to davevondi.org, and it has all that information on there for sure.
All right. Dave Vondi, thank you so much, Dave. And I know you guys will probably be getting ready to, you know, start next year's showcase as well. But great event last night, and thanks for joining us this morning on Coach Speak.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for covering the game. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. We will be right back after these messages from the LO Fiber Studios. Welcome back. As we wrap up Coach Speak, I want to thank our guest today. First, the head baseball coach of Fort Collins High School, Tag Lane. The women's basketball coach at University High School, Matt Baumgartner. And, of course, Dave Vonde that we just spoke to. And little NCAA action, obviously, coming up. That's the highlight of the spring. And we don't have a dog in the fight here in Colorado, but the only thing we can lean on now is the NIT, where the CSU women's team is involved, CU women's team is involved, and of course, Tad Boyle and his Colorado Buffaloes got off to a win last night over Seton Hall. But let's briefly take a look at the NCAA bracket. I said I would share my picks. Here they are. I am going to take in the East region the Duke Blue Devils. As much as I not a big Duke fan, but I just think the way they've been playing lately, they are on a roll, and I think guard play comes into play, and Purdue with the freshman guards may falter, but it would not be a surprise if Purdue ends up in that Final Four as well. Also, I'm going to take my picks are going to be Alabama, Houston, and out of the West, the Kansas Jayhawks. I think the NCAA did everything they could to make it tough for the Jayhawks to repeat. I actually, before brackets come out, I sit down and I write about 12 to 15 teams that I think could win the national title. In the West region, there are four of those teams. I think Kansas could win it. I think UConn could win it. I think Gonzaga could win it. And I think UCLA has a big chance of being in that Final Four. But have fun filling out your brackets. Here at Coach Speak, we are off to Thursday and Friday, and we will have live NCAA coverage of some terrific games. Join us out at Eaton at McCarty's as we entertain the NCAA tournament and have fun watching all of that. But Northern Colorado, thanks for joining Coach Speak, and have a great day.